Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast, and I'm excited about having Jack Mitchell on the show again. He's been here before and told us about his business and another visit probably a year and a half or so ago. But I'm really excited today because we're going to talk about his brand-new book, Hug Your Customers. Jack is the CEO of an outstanding clothing store group of two stores in the Connecticut area called Mitchell Richards. The book is called Hug Your Customers, and as I told you earlier, Jack doesn't just profess to do this. He does this. He really lives this, and he's out there where the rubber meets the road, just like you are in a small business. Jack, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. I'm thrilled to be back.
It's good to have you back. And folks, this book is the only book that Hillary Clinton fears because her book, you know, her book is doing okay. I mean, you know, it's sold a couple of copies. But the only one she was, I understood, Jack, that she was, when she found out that her book was going to be launched around the same weekend that yours was launched, I understood that she actually thought about maybe putting it off for a few weeks so it didn't bump up against yours.
Jim, I'm not Hillary Clinton. I'm Jack Mitchell, but I'm a hugger, you know. And so I wish Hillary and everybody else that has something to say it and to say it well.
Well, folks, this is the book's called Hug Your Customers, The Proven Ways to Personalize Sales and Achieve Outstanding Results. Jack, I remember when you talked to us last, you and I were basically focusing on how to use technology to reach out and touch your customers.
Exactly.
You told us a lot about that in those days, and of course your book is just an extension of that concept. Tell us about the culture of hugging.
Well, the culture of hugging is very simple, Jim. You know, obviously, you know, you can bear hug. People can, I'm sure your audience, we can sort of feel when you get a bear hug, and you can see that, visualize that. But a hug, of course, is a metaphor. It's having a company, a small business, or a medium-sized business, or any business, I say in my book, that really focuses totally on the customers first, and does little personal things that make you or the customer feel great. It's as simple as a hug can be a smile. It can be a warm greeting. It can be calling you Jim and not James, or mm-hmm. or Jack and not John, which is my real name. It can be knowing whether you like Pepsi or Coke. It can be any little, you know, being knowing your spouse's name or even your pet's name. So you get to know these little personalized things, and then the relationship develops. And when that personal relationship as well as the professional relationship develops, your customers say, wow, this is a store, or this is a radio audience, or this is a car dealer, or this is whatever your business you're in that has customers, that people really care about you. They care about me, and, you know, I like dealing with people that care about me, and they come back. And then to take it to the other level, it's just not sales associates or salesmen and women that do this. We believe it's company-wide. It's my assistant, Pamela Miles. It's our head fitters, tailors. It's our buyers. They're all on the selling floor. Our floor, of course, is where we do our business with our customers, although we do go to their homes and their offices.
Mm-hmm.
But it's everybody is focusing first on customers. Even our buyers who are in Italy right now or they travel the world for the best products, on Saturdays, which is our game day, they're on the selling floor so they can listen and learn from these mm-hmm. customers. And when that happens, we call that hugging. Our culture is called hugging. And it's just our way of saying that we stay close to our customers, one customer at a time.
Well, one of the things that I really like what you say, Jack, because the thing that small business owners have got to do, we've got to be personally involved with our customers at some level, because it's really the only thing that we can, the only way we can distinguish ourselves from the, from our big competitors.
Of course. I mean, everyone, I remember being, this is how the book actually started, Jim, as you may recall. I was at a big conference in our industry, and I was one of the smallest retailers there, a lot of the big shots in our industry and the dot-commers and all that, and they were bemoaning, they were telling me publicly, even in the seminar that I was participating in, that they were going to destroy all of us. You know, we were history,
yeah.
The small little guys
yeah.
that were bricks and mortar. We had our stores. And I stood up there and I said, absolutely not. We're not only surviving, we're going to
thrive. All
right.
Good for you, Jack.
Because we are personalized.
One a stroke for the little guy. Good for you. I would love to have been there, Jack. I would love to have heard you say that. I'd have put you up on my shoulder and scared you around so you could tell them that.
And then I sat down at my table because another part of it, of course, is passion, Jim. I know that
right.
everybody in your audience that has a small business or any business, you have to be passionate about it. That's part of the hugging culture, too.
Jack, hold on to that passion thought. I want you to come. When we come back, I want you to continue that. Folks, this is important stuff. I told you we'd have fun when Jack got here, and I told you you'd enjoy hearing what he has to say. This is the real deal, folks. Jack is a real small business owner just like you. Tony Till, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Can you? Sitting in the morning sun.
We're back. It's 17 till. Visiting with our good friend Jack Mitchell, the author of the brand new book called Hug Your Customers. Jack, tell us where the book's available.
Then I'll watch them roll away.
And most of the bookstores, the local independent bookstores throughout the country. If not, of course, they can get it within a day or two.
Right.
Or you can get it on any of the, you know, the .com.
Amazon
and Barnes and Noble, Borders,
BooksAMillion.com,
and all those.
And of course, any bookstore out there, folks, it's very simple. Hug Your Customers. It's a beautiful cover. It's got Jack's arms wrapped around the book there, and also you've got a website. You got a companion website.
Oh yes, I do. It's called HugYourCustomers.com.
Okay, and you can find it. Can they order the book from that site, or do
yes,
you find
they can.
Out?
Absolutely, okay. It's a simple click, and it connects you to three or four different spots that can order the book for you.
Now, also, I know that you're offering the book in bulk sales to people who would like to give them out to their use them as merchandise.
You bet, absolutely.
Yeah, so.
I've had an enormous response, Jim. In fact, the book has really only been out 10 days, and they're in the second printing already. I'm just blown away because, as you say, because of the bulk sales. Since we have a retail store, of course, I have a lot of wonderful friends and customers, and they're already buying, 25, 50, 100. One company bought 1,500 to share with their customers and clients because
right.
they believe in this hugging culture, and while they may not buy into it totally, they pick up one or two simple takeaways, and for the book is $19.95, but of course, on a bulk rate, they can work things out better than that. So,
well, and also,
can do that.
Also, Jack, in an age where people are starting to charge $24 and $5 for their books, $30 for their books, I think you were smart to leave it at $19.99. I think that's an important price point. Let's get back to the passion thing, though. One of the things that I get from you is enthusiasm and energy. You give me energy when you join me on the show because of your passion for what you do, and that translates to the customers too, doesn't it? It makes them want to come there and tap into your energy.
Absolutely. There is a spirit, and when it does start from the top. It starts from our family. You may recall, Jim, it's just not myself. We have eight active Mitchells in our family business,
including your dad.
Dad's a dividend. He's 98, so he's the ninth. Actually,
he started the company, didn't he?
He started the company with my mom. 1958, three suits and a dream, and 800 square feet here in Connecticut. But even though we've grown and I'm proud of that growth, we still look at our customers one customer at a time. But as you're getting back, it is energy. It's enthusiasm, energy. One of our top CEO customers told me one, the other day was, energy, the three E's, I have it in my book, energy, enthusiasm, excellence, execution. That's another very big E. Larry Bossidy, who's customer of ours, who's former CEO of Honeywell. You wrote a book on excellence. I'm sure you've read that.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have all this energy, but it's just not jumping up and down and passion. You have to be able to execute. And when that happens, then all of a sudden you have a business that really is fun and exciting, and your customers come back. And as you say, they can sense that. People come in, they say it's a party. I mean, on Saturdays we do 50% of our business. Well, what's happening here? You know, it's where's the recession? Well, we have this energy. People love to come in, whether they buy. Sometimes they just come in for cappuccino or coffee. Or
you guys refused to participate in the recession, is what I think you did.
Well,
you know, the thing is, what you've got to do is you've got to make doing business with you something that people. It's beyond what you have to sell. You've got wonderful clothes. You've got special products that no one else has in your area. And there's no question about that. But they know that if they want to, they can go to New York City and they can get something comparable if they want to. The reason they do business with you is they don't want to miss what they're going to get when they come to get those clothes.
Absolutely.
That's part of the hugging, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. I call it the hugging culture grid. I mean, most great stores, and these are great stores like a Neiman's or a Barney's in New York City, to give two examples. But their focus is on the product, as you say. They're talking about three-button suits or dresses or the runway fashion shows from Armani and so forth. And we have some of those merchandise, too. But ours is it a commercially viable? Does your wife really want that particular outfit? We know, let's say, Annette Lauer as well as Matt Lauer. So we know what Annette likes because she's a real person to us. And so when my wife or my sons go to Italy or whatever, they're thinking the customers first. Is this something that our customer will like? And so that's the mindset that we have. And then when they come in, they're expecting that their sales associate knows what they like, new for the fashion for women. Women, you know, I'm sure you know this, Jim, women love what's new, and we men generally say, well, I need a suit or a
blue serge suit.
Yeah, or a pair of trousers to play golf in or whatever. So, but then you know what you like because they know you, and when we know you as a real person, you know, and you dress differently, obviously, in your show. You don't have, if you were on, the Today Show or Good Morning America, you have to dress differently than on a radio show.
I'd have to take my bunny slippers off. I would. Yes. Jack, the other thing that you do, though, and folks, you know, Jack's telling you all this stuff that's very important. You've heard me talk about it on the show. You know how important I think it is. But Jack and his organization, when it presents to the customer, it's very human. There's an incredible amount of humanity when Jack takes care of his customers. But there's some stuff behind the scenes that the customers don't see, and that's the technology. And that's sort of the execution that Jack was talking about.
Well,
isn't it, Jack?
Jim, without IBM, without our friends at IBM and our computer system, I mean, we do have, you know, over 150,000 people on our database. And you can't keep track of all of the records, the information, each sale.
When a birthday is.
Birthday, anniversary dates. All those things that make it personalized, we put into our system.
And you guys convert that into a hug, basically, for those customers. I want you to tell us how you do that when we come back after these messages. Tintel, stay with us, folks. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till, visiting with our good friend Jack Mitchell, the author of a brand new book that you got to go check out, folks, Hug Your Customers. And the thing that and by the way, it's available wherever books are sold, and also hugyourcustomers.com, right, Jack?
You bet.
Hugyourcustomers.com. Now, the stores, by the way, folks, Mitchell Richards, one's in Greenwich, is that right?
One's in Greenwich, Connecticut, and one's in Westport, Jim.
Westport, yeah.
Greenwich is about half hour from New York City, and Westport's an hour and 10 minutes from New York.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
But it's miles away in terms of the mentality, you know that.
Well, you know, the thing about this, folks, is we were talking about technology as we went to the break. Technology is important to help you organize and to help you execute. But technology won't create the culture for you, will it, Jack?
No, it will not.
You got to have the human beings willing to do this. You got to have people who have real smiles on their face, the sincere attitude, and the willingness to help the customer, to make sure that the customer's experience is such that they, you know, I actually, and I don't want people to take this the wrong way, but I actually say that if you do a good enough job of hugging your customers, they'll almost be afraid to go somewhere else.
Oh, yeah. Once your customers know that you have their names, and it's very easy to get, you just ask them, of course, their names, their addresses, every single sale that they have purchased, what kind of clothing in our case, or what kind of cars in somebody else's case. Once they know that you have the records and you use the data, then why would they go any other place else? They may be. We have customers that shop in, you know, all around the world, but then they come back because of Rita Roman or Frank Galaggi, who's their sales associates, that they know have. They know what's in their closet.
Exactly.
And one thing important about technology, too, Jim, we said the last time, thanks to our IBM friends, we have architected our technology around the customer. What I see so many of my friends doing in small businesses is that they buy a package, a program, and then they have to adapt their business to the technology. Mm-hmm. That's just the reverse. You must start small. It doesn't take much to design your system or have somebody design it for you around the way you want to run your business. Ours is this culture of hugging and this personalization part. But technology is very important that way.
Jack, we're coming up on the end of the visit here, but you're going to be back. We've got more to talk about on this. We haven't covered as much as we have to talk about. But I want to ask you this question. Somebody's out there saying right now, does this really work? I mean, do you think this works? I mean, I need to make some money. I don't know if I need to hug my customers. I sure need to.
Jim, I can assure you that from our perspective, you know, as you said, I'm a retailer at heart, and that's really what I'm doing. And our hugging philosophy works financially. I mean, if you know your top 100 customers, your top 1,000 customers, and you know them almost intimately, what happens, of course, is you drive a regular price business. You don't have to sell much on sale because they come in because they want to come in and they come back often. You have lower real estate costs. You don't have to be in the very best location,
If you've got a hugging culture, your customers will find you, won't they?
Absolutely, and it all flows to the for profit. And of course, the most important thing is cash is king. We all know that as small business people.
Absolutely.
And we pay our bills in cash, not in gross profit. So,
exactly.
but it does happen. I'm proud to say we're profitable, and that's what America's all about.
You
and
know,
it's
Jack,
fun and a buck or two.
A lot of people are concerned about the future of retail, especially small business retail. But what you're talking about is the way to fight any kind of danger that small business has with regard to retail.
Stay close to the customer. Hug your customer, as I say. A hug or two goes so long. I believe, I mean, when we have relationships in our families, Jim, we cherish those relationships. We cherish them at the workplace, and I believe fervently that's why our whole, you know, 45 years of business proves that, for our screen, that's why I wrote the book, that customers long for relationships, personal relationships, and professional relationships where they shop and where they buy things. And when that happens, it works.
Another thing, Jack, we've got about 45 seconds or so. Another thing that I know that hugging does, if it's done right, it saves your customers time, doesn't it?
Oh, my goodness, of course. You can prepare. You know the customer. You know what in general they like. You can prepare for the visit. They can come in. They can come out. They can get it done quickly. And they can bring their families in. They can bring their kids in because they're not intimidated. It's not a chore. It's fun.
And for more and more people, Jack, our time is more valuable than our money.
Of course it is.
And so if you save them time, then you can maximize your gross profit because they're not going to pay as much attention to the money.
It's value added. It's absolutely value added, the kind of services that we give when we have the hugging mentality.
Give us the website one more time, Jack.
Pardon?
Give us your website one more time.
HugYourCustomers.com.
That's the name of the book, folks. Hug Your Customers. The author is Jack Mitchell. It's an outstanding book. Jack, congratulations.
Thank you, Jim,
for being here. We'll see you in a few weeks.
Wonderful.
Jack Mitchell,
ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.